Hello, this is James Riley from here with my football talk of the week. So, the first game we're going to talk about is Wolves versus Newcastle. This game was a very aggressive game with four players picking up yellow cards. Diogo Jota in the 51st minute, Matt Ritchie in the 44th minute, Fabian Schär in the 51st minute, and Jamal Lascelles in the 68th minute. It looks as if Newcastle were going to win with a goal from Isaac Hayden in the 56th minute, but in the last minute of extra time, Willy Bolly pulled off a great goal to take it to a draw. The game dragged out as a draw, and the stats were 59.5% possession to Wolves, 40.5% possession to Newcastle. And Wolves had six shots on target, which was double the amount of Newcastle, who had three. Wolves had 22 shots, whereas Newcastle had nine. Wolves had 822 touches, where Newcastle only had 638. Wolves had 623 passes, Newcastle had 434. Wolves had 15 tackles, but Newcastle dominated on 21. Newcastle dominated on clearance with 30-13, but Wolves had a lot more corners on 13-1. Each team had one offside, so the stats are quite even, but I think Wolves should have won that. So that is our first game done. So there isn't a lot of Premier League games going on at the minute recently, as it's been mainly focused on the Champions League. However, there is some great upcoming matches towards the end of the week. On Friday the 22nd of February 2019, Cardiff face Watford, and I believe Watford could win here with their squad being absolutely solid. But however, you got nothing against Cardiff, as their squad is also solid, but I think that Watford are just going to pull off the win here. They're just a slightly better team. West Ham play Fulham at the exact start kickoff at the exact same time, 7:45 p.m. the exact same day. And I think West Ham have got this in the bag, I think. But you never know, Fulham could pull off something magic, or maybe something, because they are the underdogs for this game, Fulham. I think everyone's expecting West Ham to win, but Fulham might be able to pull off something here to take a victory, or maybe even a draw, maybe. So, on the Saturday, 23rd of February 2019, Burnley play Spurs at 12:30 p.m, which is the first game on that day. And if Tottenham don't win this, then I don't know what is wrong with them, because as much as I'm not against any teams, apart from Man United, I think Tottenham have just got such a much stronger squad than this. So, I reckon they're definitely in for the win. At 3 p.m. on the same day, Bournemouth face Wolves. And I think this is a close one, but I think Bournemouth might just be able to get this. If not, maybe a draw, but you never know. And then on the same day, at same time, Newcastle kick off against Huddersfield. And I'm not sure who could win here. Maybe a draw, I'm expecting. We'll just have to see how it goes. If not a draw, I'd say Newcastle maybe win, but you never know. Then at 5:30 p.m. on that same day, Leicester face Crystal Palace. And once again, you never know who could win here. I think Leicester could, but I'm not sure. Like, it could be quite close. But you will just have to see. In head-to-heads, though, they've played 13 games against each other, and Crystal Palace have won 7 out of the 13, leaving Leicester on 4 wins. So Crystal Palace sort of have the advantage, but Leicester have the advantage, the home advantage, and they have a slightly better team, I think. Now, moving on to Sunday, the 24th of February, 2019, the last two matches I'm going to talk about, and it's Arsenal versus Southampton. Arsenal should win this, I think. You never know about Southampton, however, it's quite obvious, sort of, like, Arsenal could win this, having players such as Aubameyang, Lacazette, Danny Welbeck, he's great, Mesut Ozil, Henrik Mkhitaryan, they're such top-class players, and I reckon they can win. Then the game you've all been waiting for, Manchester United versus my team, Liverpool FC. And I don't know, I don't want to be biased, but I think this could be a draw. It's at Old Trafford, which is a slight disadvantage to Liverpool. I'd say Liverpool have slightly stronger squad, not being biased, but like it, they Manchester United have the home advantage. But I reckon Liverpool's defence could like maybe be Man United's defence. But it's not a defence versus a defence, so I reckon United's attack could maybe get through with key players such as Van Dijk, Joe Gomez being out. But in an attack, I think Liverpool dominate with incredible Sadio Mane, Bobby Firmino, Mohamed Salah and Jadon Sancho. So now we've got the Premier League out of the way, I think we should move on to the Champions League and talk about the Champions League fixtures. So in the round of 16, Roma have beaten Porto 2-1, which I think was quite a fight. I would expect Roma to win by a little bit more, considering they got to the semi-finals last year. But Porto are a strong team, so you can't really say much about that. Then Manchester United versus PSG. PSG won 2-0 as Man United's defence could not stop Mbappe and Di Maria. Pogba picking up a crazy red card. After at the start of the game, he pulled off an incredible play where he sprinted onto the ball down the right and did a little dribble and crossed into a box. But United couldn't score there. But that was, I didn't expect United to play that, win that. And in the second leg, there will now be Pogba missing and Neymar and Cavani will be back in. So I don't think United are going through until to the quarters. So then there was the Tottenham v Dortmund. So going into this game, I thought Dortmund have got this. Dortmund are on fire at the minute. But obviously not, because Tottenham beat them 3-0, which is just a bit really like surprising, I guess. But I reckon Dortmund might be able to pull off like 2 goals maybe in the second leg. But I don't think they can win this. Then there was Ajax versus Real Madrid. I wanted Ajax to win this. I didn't expect them to, really. But I expected them to do well. And that's what they did. They did really well. But they just didn't do enough. But Real Madrid, I'd say Ajax did outplay Real Madrid. But Real Madrid just won 2-1. Then there was the two games from last night were quite boring. It was Lyon versus Barcelona and Liverpool versus Bayern Munich, and both games were 0-0, so there's nothing to talk about on them. Then Atletico Madrid beat Juventus 2-0, which shocked me. That was today. And then Schalke got beaten by Man City 3-2 today. Man City picking up a red card.